It's 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. President Trump's executive order on immigration and refugees continues to echo across Texas. Refugee Services of Texas said this afternoon that the resettlement of 57 refugees in the state has been canceled due to the order, which includes a 120-day suspension of the U.S. refugee program. There's also a 90-day ban on travel to the U.S. by citizens of seven Muslim-majority countries: Iraq, Syria, Iran, Sudan, Libya, Somalia, and Yemen. The suspension of the refugee program has forced groups that help resettle refugees to scramble. KERA Stella Chavez reports on how one agency is responding.
The International Rescue Committee has been working on resettling 20 refugees scheduled to arrive in Dallas this week. Since the executive order, 11 of those refugees have had their trips canceled. They're from some of the seven Muslim-majority countries listed in the travel ban. Some fled Syria. Two of the affected families are from Iraq. Daley Ryan is the Rescue Committee's deputy director.
Two of the families were the principal applicants of the families. The husbands and fathers had worked as translators and interpreters for the U.S. military during Operation Iraqi Freedom.
Ryan says all of the refugees had been vetted and cleared to come to the U.S., and they were supposed to reunite with family in Dallas.
This is really depriving those innocent families who have already gone through the process. They're the most security vetted group to enter the United States, and slamming America's door to them puts innocent lives at risk, and it does absolutely nothing to make us any safer.
The International Rescue Committee is planning on welcoming 9 refugees to Texas this week. They're from Nepal and El Salvador. Stella Chavez, KERA News.
Ryan Crocker is an executive professor at Texas A&M. He's also a former ambassador to Afghanistan, Syria, Iraq, Pakistan, Kuwait, and Lebanon. Some of those countries are included in the 90-day travel ban. He told Public Radio's Texas Standard that the ban doesn't make sense.
It's like so much else that is happening with the new administration. It's as though they just threw darts at a map of the world. And these were the lucky ones. There is no consistent theme here. The inclusion of Iraq, it just leaves me speechless. Iraq is an ally. We have a strategic framework agreement between our two countries. I negotiated it.
Most Texas Republicans in Congress have remained silent on Trump's executive order, but Representative Will Hurd has come out against the ban. Philip Huffines is chairman of the Dallas County Republican Party. He's in support of the travel ban. Today on Think, he talked with Chris Boyd.
President Trump has stated repeatedly that he's going to put America first and Americans first. And in addition, he's going to secure our border. And that's exactly what he's done with this executive order. He wants to make certain that his team, his intelligence team, his security team, have the opportunity to review the vetting process that allows political refugees from 7 known terrorist countries. We know that these 7 countries do have terrorist activities, whether they be ISIS or Al-Qaeda or others. And so we also know that the terrorists have stated that one of their objectives is to attack the United States, of course. And we also know that the terrorists have used the refugee immigration process in Europe to their benefit and have attacked Europeans repeatedly. And these attacks occur by refugees. So I think the president is adhering to what he said he was going to do, and it shouldn't be a big surprise that he is going to secure our border and take the time to make sure that the vetting process is adequate to protect American lives.
This episode of Think re-airs tonight at 10, and you can listen to the podcast at think.kera.org. And for the latest on the travel ban, visit keranews.org. We also have coverage from the weekend when hundreds of people protested the ban at DFW International Airport. The Dallas homeless population has dominated headlines in recent months. Homeless encampments have been shuttered. Agencies have been scrambling to find housing for people, and individuals are stepping up to help. KERA intern Javier Girabet met a North Texan who once flirted with homelessness himself. Now he's trying to make a difference through prayer.
On Sundays, along a busy highway near Fair Park, about 20 homeless people gather under a large tent for a church service. They pray and they listen to Raul Mendez.
This is the most beautiful part of the service, my friend, the time of prayer. Amen?
Mendez is on a mission to help the homeless spiritually. He travels to poor neighborhoods in Dallas. he also visits homeless camps that have popped up under highway bridges. He's there to not just pray, but to offer encouragement.
And most of the people that we work with, they are drug addicts, and they live on the streets. They are homeless, but not hopeless, is what I tell them. So we're just trying to let them know that they're not forgotten, okay? Even maybe society has pushed them away. We don't do that. We're trying to embrace them as they are and try to encourage them to keep on living and trusting in God.
Mendez is 45. He's a single father of four, lives in Plano, and owns a carpet cleaning business. A few years ago, he went through a financial crisis, and he says he nearly lost his house. That's when he decided he wanted to help the poor.
This is not a ministry where we are getting money. It's not our interest, or there's no gain. We have a satisfaction to do something in this life and do it for somebody that cannot repay you. The Bible is very clear that when you do something, do it with no intentions to get it back.
Mendez packs his van with folding chairs, microphones, speakers, and the Bible. Twice a week, he heads to South Dallas to read the gospel. He gets help from churches in North Texas. One recent Sunday, members from Semihan, a Korean church in Carrollton, joined Mendez for a service with the homeless.
You are our brothers and sisters, guys.
Members of the Korean church brought 15 trays of food to the service. Afterwards, they handed out chicken, noodles, rice, and soda to the homeless. Kevin Lee is a church volunteer. He's known Mendez since 2013.
We just basically come here and worship together with the people here. And then we also, our pastor come out and preach the message. And after that, we serve the meal as well.
The homeless appreciate Mendez. Oscar Armando Rivera stopped by for a recent service. He met Mendez a few years ago.
Raúl lo conoció en todos los chester, en los puentes, andando aquí para allá, para acá, dando comida.
Rivera says he met Mendez during a church service under a highway bridge. He says Mendez is a good person who feeds the homeless. Mendez hopes his spiritual message inspires people to pull themselves out of homelessness. The message has motivated people like Salvador Lopez. He was living on the streets when he met Mendez.
I was trying to end my life, and that's when I met Raul, you know, in this church. He's my pastor. He brings me joy, and he brings me happiness, you know, and he's the only person that ever told me that I was special.
Lopez has a job now and his own place to live. When he's in Dallas, he volunteers for Mendez. He helps set up chairs for the church services and even goes around to the homeless and prays with them. He says Mendez set him on the right path.
I just want to help out, and I want to give to all the people that helped me. I work 20-hour days, literally just trying to make a difference in my life and help my brothers.
Mendez knows that homelessness in Dallas is not going away, but he believes that his small deeds can make a big impact.
Well, I have close friends that they're working right now. They are paying their own bills. Those who were homeless, drug addicts, now they've been reincorporated and doing okay. That's something that encourages us.
Mendez does not own a church building. He does not have a degree in theology. What he does have is the faith and will to help rebuild lives. For KERA News, I'm Javier Giribet.
The evening brings us mostly clear skies. Should be a low around 46 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny with a high around 74. And tomorrow night, mostly clear, a low around 49. It's currently 74 degrees in Dallas, 73 in Fort Worth, 69 in Tyler, and 64 in Wichita Falls. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.